Hi, folks. This is Dan Crary, and you're listening to Acoustic Music Talk with Brad Apple.
Welcome to Acoustic Music Talk, where we explore the art of acoustic music and musicians, with your host, Brad Apple.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Acoustic Music Talk. I'm your host, Brad Apple. This week, we get to visit with Arkansas singer, songwriter, musician, Anna Brinker. Anna is from Stuttgart, Arkansas, and she is a 2018, 2019, 2020, and this year, 2021 Arkansas Country Music Award nominee. And last year, she won Duo of the Year with Adam Cunningham for their duet, Thinking About You. And again, is nominated this year for the 2021 Album of the Year for her album, Rain and Whiskey, which was released in January of 2020. I got to talk to Anna recently about her music, her influences growing up, and the fine recordings that she's been turning out recently. And also recently, she added a guitar player, Mr. Joey Evans, so they've been doing a duo act. Now that the COVID restrictions are lifting somewhat, they're going to be out doing some show dates for you. So let's go ahead and get into our interview with Miss Anna Brinker. Well, Anna, thank you for joining us on Acoustic Music Talk today. It's certainly a pleasure to get to talk to you. I've been listening to your music a lot here lately on YouTube and Facebook and whatnot, and you're really a great talent, and I've been looking forward to talking to you. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you again for having me. I'm excited to get to talk with you.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure. Tell us some about how you started in music. I notice here that you were born in Illinois, but you moved to Arkansas, I guess, pretty early on in your life. Tell me about your early life, how you started and everything.
Yes, sir. So I was born in Illinois, and shortly after we moved, I think my first birthday was in Kentucky. My daddy is a retired truck driver. And he was retired before I was born. So he's kind of always been a rambler a little bit. And so literally up until 2002, from about 1991 through about 2002, we never really stayed in the same place, you know, longer than 6 months. It was a little, as a kid, it was, you know, a little different because, you know, I learned to adjust to new things really quick and, you know, but it also kind of had a couple downsides, more positives than negatives. But so when we settled in Arkansas in 2002, we just planted roots and we've been here ever since. And it's been kind of our home. And as far as music goes, I've sang since I was, I would say, you know, 3, 4, 5 when you first start humming and all those things. Just kind of, you know, singing in church with my mama, and I always listened to my mom and daddy. Daddy would play guitar, and mama would, you know, sing with him, and they'd get their little tape recorder out and and record, like, Bobby McGee and all of those, you know, good old songs. And so my dad, as I got older, started to play in coffee shops a little more. He played when he was younger, started playing when he was, like, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, and so he had picked it back up, you know, as I was a kid, and watching him play and stuff, he always kind of tried to get me to play when I was younger. And for some reason, I always just wanted to sing, you know?
Yeah.
But then he bought me my first pawn shop guitar, when I was 17, and I still have that guitar, and it just kind of was on from there. For some reason, whatever it was, that was the time that it just clicked for me. So,
yeah.
I've been playing and writing and doing gigs and singing ever since.
Wow. Well, what do you think it was that drew you to music at such a young age? Was it, you know, I guess it's a great thing that it's a family affair, sounds like, there, too. You learned a lot from your parents. But was there something in the style of, like, country music, I guess we're talking about, that particularly perked your ears up?
You know, I'm not really sure what caught my first interest. But I was in choir all through school, anywhere we went, you know, probably from, I would safely say, kindergarten, first grade forward. And I just always loved music, something about it. I was in band a few times as well. I played the flute and the clarinet and the trumpet, but choir always just seemed to have my heart. And then, you know, as I got a little bit older, as far as, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, when my daddy started playing again, it kind of, I was like, oh, okay, well, that's really cool. That's really neat. And I kind of started coming into my own and kind of started to, you know, find my own sound. And I really loved the Dixie Chicks. Back when their first two albums came out, I listened to those on replay. And something about, you know, the fiddle and the steel and the good, just like you said, the good old, just traditional country sound just really, for some reason, you know, grabs my heart. And when I got my first guitar, one of the first songs my daddy taught me was Satin Sheets. And it's kind of inexplainable, because whenever you hear a song like those traditional songs, you know, Jeannie Pruitt, you know, Kitty Wells and Patsy and Loretta, something about the honesty and just the simplicity of some of those songs is, it just, it'll give you chill bumps all over. And there's, I don't know if there's like an equation for it, but it just, it's something about it is just kind of magical. And it's always kind of, I've always thought it was a little magical, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree. It is. Once it strikes your soul, there's no escaping it.
There's not.
Yeah. Well, where did you settle in Arkansas, your family, when you first moved to Arkansas?
So we actually settled in Bald Knob. And we actually, when I was younger, we had lived there in 1996. I was in first grade for, you know, a few months. And for some reason in 2002, when I was 11, we found our way back, and something about it felt like home, I guess. And we've just kind of, had a home church there, and I graduated high school there, went from 7th through 12th grade there, which was a big change for me from, you know, my younger days. And it was cool getting to put some roots down, for sure.
Yeah. Were there any other people that played around Bald Knob that you could sing and play with, or mostly around the house?
I kind of kept solo for a while, other than, you know, playing with my dad. One of my best friends actually learned to play guitar about the same time I did, so we kind of used to jam in the living room and just kind of learn Taylor Swift songs and you know, have a blast. But really, I kind of kept it solo for a while. Honestly, up until actually this year, I've got a guitar player joining me. He's super talented, but I just kind of done my own thing and kept it simple up until, which is still kind of simple now, but growing a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's great. Tell me some more about your other influences. I see some that were listed here on your biography on your website. You've got quite a list there, some of your influences.
Yes. So I am a huge fan of Sugarland. Their first album that came out, I could probably sing it front to back. Her voice is just so different, and Jennifer Nettles, and she just has this tone about her that's just beautiful. And I also used to listen to Tammy Cochran a whole lot. Still do, actually. A lot of the female, you know, early 2000s, late 90s is kind of where most of my influences come from. I will also say, though, I was a fan of Britney Spears, you know, Backstreet Boys, little teeny bopper sort of music as well. But thankfully, you know, I got to have a mix of all of that growing up, because my dad made sure to, you know, show me who Merle Haggard was, and, you know, Willie and Johnny Cash and, you know, Hank Sr. and all the good folks. So I think it's kind of cool that I get to have a mashup sort of, you know, something for everyone when I do an acoustic show, because I'm able to, you know, throw in some of the traditional with some of my pop influences as well when it's needed.
Yeah. So does your dad still play?
He does. He will actually be 85 next month. And if you are able to listen to Tumbleweed sometime soon, he sang the last line of that song for me. Because it's kind of a tribute to him, as far as, you know, thank you for music and thank you for, you know, instilling that wanderer spirit, you know, within me. Because even though I do have roots now, I still would probably like to get a little Airstream and pull behind me and just roll around sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Travel the country.
Of course. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned your guitar. What kind of guitar are you playing? Or maybe you have more than one guitar these days.
It's really neat. I actually now have a guitar wall. I think I'm up to 10 guitars. I've got my very first guitar that I got from the pawn shop, the one when I was 17, is an Abilene, just straight acoustic. And she's just sounds as beautiful as she did, you know, the day I got her. I currently play a 1996 model Epiphone EJ200 that was gifted to me by one of my favorite people in the entire world, and she's a huge supporter of my music. Pam Clark is who gifted me that guitar. I've got a couple of other regulars that I play too, but mostly the EJ because it's got a really deep, loud tone to it. It kind of balances out, you know, my higher tone when I sing.
Right.
It's kind of a perfect fit, actually.
Yeah. And guitars are a sickness, too.
I promise.
I know. I've got several, too, and I've had several through the years, and always, you know, want that one more.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
You have got some great accomplishments here. You were nominated for Arkansas Country Music Awards in 2018, 19, 20, and also this year, 2021. And see, in 2020, you won a Duo of the Year with Adam Cunningham.
Yes, sir, for a song called Thinking About You. I never would have imagined that I would have gotten to record a song with him. He's such a talent, and he's such a nice guy, and he's funny, but he's like a powerhouse, like this amazing, just insanely talented man, and it was, I felt really humbled and honored to get to sing on that with him, and it turned out to be such a cool song.
Absolutely. And now this year you're up for Album of the Year for your album Rain and Whiskey, which was released January of 2020. Tell us some about that album.
Yes, sir. So that album, most of the songs there are three songs that were primarily written by myself, my husband, and my dad together, or a mix of one, two, or all three. But the remaining songs were written by B.J. Taylor, James Henry, and J.T. Hubbard. Pictures on the Wall, If Strings Could Talk, and Rain and Whiskey were all written by myself, like I said, my husband and my dad as well. And that album is just really neat because it's a different than what I normally, I guess, you know, portray or sing or perform. But it was cool to get out of the box a little bit, and to find that different sound within myself, and to kind of branch out a little, and to get to sing songs that such talented writers, put out. It was kind of an honor for me too, because if they thought it was cool for me to sing them, I'm like, oh gosh, wow, thank you. And I think I just love the album in its entirety. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes I'll turn it on and I'll just kind of jam out to it just because the songs are so well written, you know, by those guys. And of course, the ones that I wrote mean a lot to me personally, so I do still listen to those too. But sure. Yeah, I love the album.
Yeah. Now, is Rain and Whiskey, is that on a record label? I noticed you had signed with a record label also.
So I actually am currently, I've went ahead and gone back independent, just kind of working on a few, like working on honing my sound as far as my, you know, end goal direction.
Right.
And kind of doing things on my own at a little bit slower pace and kind of doing things on my own time. And, you know, I've got actually another single that I'm going to be releasing. I'm going to try to do one every other month. Like Tumbleweed was released, you know, this month. So I'm hoping by June we'll have, I'm actually going to do an acoustic version of Pictures on the Wall like we did with Tumbleweed. So I'm just really excited about kind of getting to see where this year takes me. Last year was a little slower.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm kind of doing things on my own independently. And, yeah, I think it's a cool thing that I get to kind of, you know, do things this way.
Yeah, you bet. Where do you record at usually? You have a certain studio you like?
I actually did use a couple of different studios in Nashville for the album. But as far as this acoustic releasing that I'll be doing this year, I recorded Tumbleweed in my dad's sunroom on a $40 Amazon microphone that hooked up to my iPhone.
So. Okay, yeah.
That'll be the studio for now.
Yeah. On your songwriting, is that something you try to do every day, or do you have certain times you try to go about songwriting, or do you wait till an idea hits you, or how do you work on your songwriting?
So my songwriting, I currently do work Monday through Friday, you know, 8 to 5. I'm an early riser. I'm normally up by like 4 or 5. So in between the time that I'm up and getting ready for work, I do try to pick my guitar up at least every day. Now, whether I write every day, I try to at least do something. But I would say I write at least 2 to 3 days per week, whether it be a full song or just a piece, as long as I get to be creative a little bit. That's my goal currently, is to, you know, kind of create a little each week and try to get some stuff put together, more originals for this acoustic releasing that I'm doing.
Now, you mentioned earlier you teamed up with a guitar player recently. Tell us about him. Joey Evans, is that his name?
That's him. He is awesome. He lives in Jonesboro currently. He's been, you know, writing and playing for, I think 15 years. And he's such a genuine guy, and we consider him family. And it's a cool thing when you find someone who, without you telling them your direction, or, you know, without you telling them, you know, a riff that you heard for a certain part of a song, them just coming out and playing it, and it being more perfect than even what you heard in your head, when something like meshes so well together, it's just a cool thing, and you can't not try to keep doing more of it, you know? So, right. We actually have our first gig together, at the old gas station in Newport, on the 22nd of May. And that'll be from, I think, 7 to 10 p.m. So I'm really, really excited about that. Yeah, he's such a talent. He actually has a music page too. So if folks want to check him out, which they should, definitely head over there and check out. It's Joey Evans Music, and he's got an Instagram as well.
Okay. Awesome. What's the event in Newport that's coming up there?
Oh, so it's this venue called, I think it's called the Old Gas Station. Okay. They're opening up to do more, local music. And they've had a couple of performers so far. And they had a couple spots, and they were able to squeeze us in for that Saturday. So we'll just be playing a 7 to 10 acoustic set. And I think after that, they turn on the music and just kind of have a little, you know, dance, time, and, you know, they serve food and drinks and everything there too. So I'm really excited to get to go check that venue out.
Yeah, absolutely. I had not heard of it before now. So that's something to keep in mind. I see also you're playing at the Cave City Watermelon Festival. I mean, I'm this is all subjective, you know. I know things could still change, but with this pandemic, yeah. But as of now, you're supposed to play the Cave City Watermelon Festival also?
Yes, sir. It'll be earlier in the day, the same day that Tracy Byrd plays, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah.
And yeah, it feels good to be booking things and getting them, you know, like you said, they're you know, kind of pending sort of still, but as far as they're mostly firm,
right.
Firm dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed one of your dreams is to get to play at the Ryman someday in Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the Ryman?
I went once. That was, I want to say it was like 2014. And man, when you step in there, it's this serene, this kind of overwhelmingly peaceful,
yeah,
cool place with all the history that's been there. It kind of left me speechless. I'm kind of like I am now.
Well, it is definitely a wonderful place. I hope you get to do that sometime.
Thank you. Me too.
Have you ever got to play or sing in Nashville?
It's cool. I actually, I'll have my first actual gig, August the 7th. It's called, When Pigs Fly is the venue. And Joey's going to actually get to play that with me as well. When we've been to Nashville in the past, I went a couple times, you know, to try out for The Voice. My dad and my husband, actually talked to the band on stage at Tootsie's, and then Legends Corner. Talked to the band up there, and they let me sing a song at each place. And that was really sweet of them and really cool. But my first actual gig, August the 7th. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And When Pigs Fly is like a venue, and I guess, is it downtown Nashville?
So it is, I'm trying to think of where it's at. I think it's about 15 minutes from Broadway. And actually, if you go to look it up, Pigs is spelled P-I-G-U-E-S.
Well, Anna, can you tell us some about your personal life right now? I know I asked you earlier, you're living in Stuttgart right now. Are you married? Children, dogs, pets?
Yes, sir. So I am married, and this year we'll make 6 years married, which is absolutely insane. And we've actually just been together as of a couple weeks ago, 9 years. And I've got 3 dogs and a cat. and it's a little bit of a zoo sometimes, but, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Yeah. I've actually suggested adding some chickens and some goats. My husband just kind of shakes his head and goes on about his business, but maybe one day we'll get those things.
You're listening to Acoustic Music Talk with your host, Brad Apple.
Do you have anything you like doing besides music? What do you like to do?
Yeah, so I love to cook. I love to flea market. I really love to just spend time with my parents and my family and my friends. And honestly, just front porch sitting. I like to take things a little slower, so just kind of enjoying life, really. Anything that helps me to do that.
Right. Well, that sounds like a good thing. Well, Anna, I'm going to thank you so much for being on the show, and it's been a pleasure getting to talk to you and getting to know you, and best of luck to you in your music ventures, and wish you well at the upcoming ACMA Awards, and hope to see you on the Ryman here one day soon.
Well, thank you so much, Brad. I sincerely appreciate that, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you, folks, for listening to this episode of Acoustic Music Talk. We invite you back again next time when we'll be interviewing another great artist in the acoustic music world. Until then, please stay safe, and I'm your host, Brad Apple.
Thank you for listening to Acoustic Music Talk. Join us again next week for another episode as we continue to explore the world of acoustic music.